Another outside the box, asking the most basic questions. Today's topic is having too much. In a previous outside the box, I suggested that an economy based on meeting every person's basic needs would be better than our current system of you're on your own, good luck. How do we meet the needs of a large percentage of in the U.S., perhaps a majority, and the even greater numbers in many other countries who are not able to meet their basic needs? One way to do that is through transferring some people's excess income to those who need it. If some have too much money and others not enough, we can redistribute those funds. A new movement called limitarianism is forming to advocate for just that. Limitarianism's goal is a maximum income for every person, just as there is a minimum wage for each worker. Any multimillionaire or billionaire does not need anywhere near the amount of money they have. Many, like Bill Gates, give away the vast majority of their wealth now. Limitarianism also advocates for an equal opportunity for every person, since achieving economic success is not currently on a level playing field. Despite whatever innate or learned talents people have, they are only effectively utilized when those individuals are not discriminated against by an economy and society that prefers those with financial advantages. As income inequality rises, there are both moral and political reasons for limitarianism. With so much poverty and suffering in the U.S., and even more throughout the world, it seems immoral for some to have so much while others don't have enough food, have inadequate shelter, and not enough income. Those same wealthy few consume much more than their share of scarce resources also. Instead, I think everyone should have access to basic needs to live a secure and dignified life. That's all most people want anyway. In a 2015 Pew Charitable Trust poll, 92% of those surveyed preferred economic security to the option of moving up the economic ladder. So many suffer now from the insecurity of not being able to financially handle an emergency. Philosophers from Plato to Karl Marx to Adam Smith in nearly every religion have said that everyone should have enough and no one too much, because even if most money is taken away from the rich, they can still live a comfortable life and be rewarded in non-monetary ways. Inequality also creates political inequities. Some give generous donations to candidates, or buy ads for their election, or advocate for legislation, while most of us only have an often meaningless vote. Individual freedom is lost and democracy is undermined when a few wealthy people greatly influence the process. We don't live in a just society, but we should and could. Both politically and morally, the solution is redistribution. We owe it to those in the U.S. and billions in less wealthy nations that struggle now to survive every day, and to future generations that have to live with the extreme inequalities we're creating now. Redistribution can be through 100% taxation, or most of their high income can be redistributed in some other way. Promoting an economy of individualism has not worked for most people. Some succeed, a few spectacularly into the billions, but many are left out or barely squeak by. Those without wealth are blamed for not succeeding, even though it's a poorly designed economic system that creates a few winners and a lot of losers. Instead of an economy based on profit, economic growth, and consumerism, most people want their economy to be sustainable, to not further damage the climate, and to prioritize collective economic well-being. If you agree, do you support limitarianism? and a redistribution of wealth? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to focus on and ensure basic needs for everyone.